And Evelyn's on the line in Southend. Hello there.
Hello.
Morning to you.
Good
now,
morning.
You've been hearing about dying of a broken heart, that it can happen and does sometimes happen. And you've got a very sad take on it, really, Evelyn, haven't you?
Well, yes, because my husband died nearly 14 years ago, and I felt it at the time, and I feel now. My life has been just unhappy since he died.
Oh.
And do you know what? If I'd just gone quickly after he had died, I think it would have been a far better thing. I've lived on for he was 62 when he died, and I was 65. I was a little bit older. I was 65 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been told that my heart is strong. You know, when they do your blood pressure and whatnot, doctor always says, oh, there's nothing wrong there. So I know my heart is meant to be strong.
Yes.
But to be honest, you know, my life since my husband died, I've tried my best. I don't just sit here feeling sorry for myself. I've tried this, I've tried that, I've tried the other.
Mm.
But basically, I want my husband here.
Aww.
I miss him every day. And I want my husband here. And I know that 62 isn't all that young, but we had so much, you know, he was still working, and we had a nice retirement to look forward to, and we were comfortably off, you know, because he had a good position. And it just seemed so cruel. And I was sort of lost. And there's nothing now, there's nothing, because people don't really understand. I mean, people don't understand about widows, I'm sure they don't. You know, they think you're all right, you appear all right, so people think you are, but you're not, I'm not. And I just sort of wanted to put that across, that honestly, it would have been a good thing for me, because I'd had a good life, you know, up till then, and if I'd gone quickly after him, that would have been a blessing to me.
God, Evelyn, I must say, that's one of the saddest calls I've ever taken. In all my years of doing this job, I've never heard anything quite so terribly sad as that. So what you're saying, it seems, is that without the love of your life literally has not been worth living. You wish in a way you could have done, you know, according to the old Indian custom, and put yourself on the funeral pyre alongside him, do you?
I don't really think I'm that brave that I would have wanted to burn.
But that kind of thing, you would have liked to have been taken away as he was taken away.
Yes, I can honestly say that. And this is... Well, it's the anniversary in October when he died, and so that could be 14 years.
Yes.
And my life before I met my husband was okay, but it wasn't fantastic. We were very happily married. We got on well together.
Mm.
And, you know, it wasn't a cushy life by any means, but we got on well together. We were sort of damn good friends, as well as husband and wife,
mm-hmm.
if you can understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I can.
And, you know, since then... as I say, I don't sit here feeling sorry for myself. I'm in the middle of housework at the moment,
mm-hmm.
You know. But to be honest, that would have, for me, that would have been the best thing.
Gosh, I hardly know what to say to you because I keep thinking, you know, during the 14 years since he passed away, have there not been moments, friendships, family relationships, you know, films you've enjoyed, ice creams you've enjoyed, sunshine, flowers, Christmas, anything that has made you feel, well, you know, the Lord, if there is a Lord, has spared me for a further 14 years at least, and I'm here to enjoy what I can enjoy despite the fact that my beloved husband is not here with me. You haven't been able to feel that way at all?
No, and I find that, you know, actually, things in the family have gone wrong, and I know that, you know, with my grown-up children, things have gone wrong, as they do in families.
Often,
and
yes.
I know that if my husband was here, he'd be so much stronger and be able to help with solutions, because at the moment, you know, there's problems, and I don't seem to have... To be able to give the advice that I know my husband would have been strong enough to have advised. I'm talking about grown-up children.
Yeah,
here,
no,
you know.
I get it. Yes,
and you know, he would have had the sort of more authority than I have,
mm-hmm.
to say, you know, now look here, you know, and I can't do that because they just think, oh, it's just mum going on, you know.
Mm.
That's I just thought I wanted to put that point.